950.
WPG Talk Radio 1450. How you doing, South Jersey? It is Mel Taylor. Thanks to Dave from the Appsecan Sportsman Center. Let me take a moment to update you on a key part, an important part of Atlantic City's past in the closing moments of our program tonight. What I believe is a really big, important part of Atlantic City's future. And, of course, a big part of the past, almost 100 years. We're talking about the Miss America pageant. Lots been going on as of late. It's in flux. But I believe there's more upside, more good news in the offing than bad. We all love Miss America. You know, the recent Miss America had a big jump in TV ratings. That was great news on the ABC television network. A lot of that credit, I believe, going to Dick Clark Productions. They got signed on in year three of that three-year deal that the Miss America organization had with ABC television. And it's great because Dick Clark just revitalized the production. They injected more drama and excitement, kind of like a reality show vibe a little bit, some better music. The national broadcast looked awesome, and I saw it live. I also got to see it rebroadcast. It was pretty spectacular, and you're hearing that from a guy who never really was interested in Miss America. We're talking about a million new viewers. I think teen viewership was up 40-something percent. Male viewership was up many, many percent. And this is up against some big competition on some of the other networks, big football games. So now we're at a critical moment. You know, Atlantic City now at the end of a great three-year deal with Miss America. And just a few weeks back, great news, the Miss America organization, now headquarters here in Atlantic City over there at the Claridge. The whole team, Josh Randall, great guy, the COO, they renewed the deal with ABC and Dick Clark. That's proof. That is proof that the refreshed and much hipper Miss America. This is something to really bet on. You know, if ABC sees value, let's hope that Atlantic City, the powers, they see value. CRDA, they see value. So does the mayor. But it all comes down to money. We all know that. A couple of weeks ago, Harry Hurley, he's the mayor of the morning. That's what we call him because he pretty much rules everything within his eyesight. Harry Hurley every morning here, Monday through Friday. But Harry does a show every single month called Ask the Mayor. And it is the ultimate place to get up to speed with Mayor Dunn. And Harry does a great job. And it's by far the best forum. Guardian, not only does he know his stuff, but he can pull off seersucker and bow ties better than anybody. And even if you disagree with the guy, and sometimes I do, absolutely, but you still respect the guy. You still like the guy. That's a sign of a great leader. So the two mayors, Harry and Don, they were talking about the CRDA investing some big bucks. So I made some recordings just in case you missed it. Here's a short clip of Harry Hurley and Ask Mayor Guardian. Let me just click this right now.
Harry, I think it was clear that CRDA spent $7-point-something million to bring Miss America back and to jumpstart an organization that was near financial collapse. And they've done that. Miss America has been back for 3 years. As Miss America organization and the CRDA have come together to talk about the future, the CRDA has very specifically asked for verification that they are indeed are going to be on ABC or another major network, and that Dick Clark Productions, who did a fabulous job last year, would be returning to produce the show. And I think that was certainly the value that CRDA saw in providing a subsidy because of the terrific entertainment the Good Look Atlantic City had seen during the pageant on ABC. So Miss America at this point has presented the information that needed to go to CRDA. CRDA is in a little bit of flux right now. We all know that, and we know that these bills are going to be removing some of the IATs, and so there's going to be so much money that's left in CRDA and the determination of whether they think Miss America is one of the organizations that they're going to be able to support.
And then Harry Hurley takes a call from a listener. Otto is his name. And Otto says, we got to play hardball.
Otto, you are on the air with Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian. It's your opportunity to ask the mayor.
And you're dealing with the Miss America.
play hardball, because when they were in Vegas, they were lost. The people in the hotel that they were in didn't even know they were there. They had no parade.
They had a ceiling that was like you could hit your head on the ceiling. The stage was like nothing. They were on the country station and on Oxygen and some other zombie station. They're now back on the network. I'll tell you what, I don't know who's ultimately going to do the negotiation, Otto, or if it's already done and we just don't know it. I have a sneaky suspicion that it's already done, but I agree with the mayor, though. Whether, you know, some place in Florida or anywhere else would want to pony up $3 million, I don't think so. So maybe we get it back by default under a rework deal. We'd love to see it stay.
They're financially in trouble, and if anything, you should make a three-year deal as long as the television contract is on.
But I think it's fair to say we don't answer for the people that have the power to make the decisions, Otto, but I think $3 million is a non-starter, Mayor. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would.
There you go. Harry Hurley, and he's the mayor in the morning, and Don Guardian, he's the mayor of Atlantic City. Ask the mayor every month here on WPG, Talk Radio 1450. And, you know, it's tough to keep this on an up note, but how does the guy from Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland, really, I mean, seriously, passed away, heroin or cocaine on his bus? That's a bummer. Stone Temple Pilots will miss Scott Weiland. I already miss him.
Talk Radio 1450 and WPG1450.com. WPGG Atlantic City, WSJO HD2 Egg Harbor City.